I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 926, The Despicable, Respectable Sin. Like it or not, we tend to rank sin, sometimes as a way to excuse our own. It's just a little white lie, we might say. Our respectable sins include not taking care of our bodies, holding on to bitterness, not giving forgiveness, and others that we want to excuse rather than obey. But there's another despicable, respectable sin that we should honestly face and reject today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And to love well, we gotta stay far away from this one. The story is told of four preachers who were out together and wanted to have a time of confession. They were talking about their various failures. One preacher said, "Well, you know, I sometimes watch movies I shouldn't be watching." Another preacher said, "Well, you know, I go to the casino and gamble occasionally." The third guy said, "You know, when I'm by myself, I smoke cigars and cigarettes." The fourth preacher said, "Well, my sin is gossip, and I can't wait to get out of here." Oh, man. Our love for God and others is primarily expressed by our tongue. And God is not silent on the topic of gossip. Proverbs 16:28, "A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends." Proverbs 11:13, "A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret." And Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Of course, we're just getting started, but I don't really think I have to convince you of the damage gossip can do, because I'm sure you've been on the pointed end of that stick. But what is gossip? Matt Mitchell defines it this way: "Gossip is bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart." Hear that again. Gossip is bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart. The Hebrew word translated gossip in the Old Testament is defined as one who reveals secrets, one who goes about as a talebearer or a scandalmonger. A gossiper is a person who has privileged information about people and proceeds to reveal that information to those who have no business knowing it. I love the way gotquestions.org helps us here. Gossip is distinguished from sharing information in two ways. One, intent. Gossipers often have the goal of building themselves up by making others look bad and exalting themselves as some repository of knowledge. Second is the type of information shared. Gossipers speak of the faults and failings of others or reveal potentially embarrassing or shameful details regarding the lives of others without their knowledge or approval. Even if they mean no harm, it's still gossip. Here's the great question. When have you been burned by gossip, and when have you last participated in it? Let's pray this prayer, adapted from Home Church Ministries. Lord, I admit that I'm guilty of occasionally talking behind people's backs, and I'm wrong for doing it. I ask you, please forgive me for allowing the devil to use me and my mouth in this way. I'm asking you to help me keep a tight rein on my tongue and to refrain from gossiping about other people. When I find myself in a situation where the conversation turns to gossip, help me to know how to graciously dismiss myself from the conversation so I can avoid participating in this sin and falling back into this trap. I repent for my activity in gossip, and I turn from it in Jesus' name. Well, gossip is a sin, and we should refuse to be a part of it. Our mouth should speak what is good. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 927. In the meantime, let me flip the script. Okay, now I want you to gossip. Say what? Yep, that's right. But let's make sure when we gossip, it's really good. What I mean by that is good gossip is telling people things about other people that are positive, uplifting, encouraging, that will cause the person you're talking to think better of the person you're talking about, not worse. We're so often to tell the bad stuff. But in this case, let's be good gossipers today of the good stuff. Otherwise, we will fall into the trap of the despicable, respectable sin.